You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, we'll be discussing personalities, people, and patterns, and how what comes around goes around. And eventually, you're going to have to deal with it. And what I mean by that is we were raised in a family. You know, whether we were raised by mom, dad, or, you know, an aunt, an uncle, a grandmother or grandfather, whatever it is, we were raised in a family dynamic. And within that family dynamic, we have many different types of personalities, okay? Each one of those people had a different personality, whether it was your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, your grandmother, your grandpa. Everybody had a different type of personality. And in some of those situations, some people might have been very on point and very sincere. Some folks might have not been as sincere. Some folks might have actually been, you know, dealing with maybe a personality disorder. And often, you know, when we're children, well, not often, mostly all the time as a child, we are unaware of this information. We're unaware of different personalities, really. I mean, we understand it, I believe, subconsciously, and we create certain ways of doing things and certain ways of securing ourselves and certain ways of just kind of going through the motions to try to deal with things. And I call those survival instincts, survival things that we do to survive. But I feel that oftentimes when we were young, we didn't realize it. We didn't realize that we might have been dealing with folks that had personality disorders. We didn't realize that we were dealing with folks who might have been a narcissist or might have been suffering from borderline personality disorder or might have been, you know, dealing with histrionic or depression or being bipolar. None of these things are bad. It's just we don't realize what we're dealing with. One of the biggest things that I found that we don't realize when we're children is dealing with narcissists. I don't think that we realize that because the biggest thing is we don't really understand. We're too young to understand these situations, and it's normal to us. It's our normalcy. You know, I've talked about this before, and I've said this before on previous shows where we didn't have, you know, a chance to pick our family. It's not like there were five families there. And we went and did, you know, we went over there and hung out and had a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner and had to spend the night and that sort of thing. We didn't have those options and then decide from there which family we wanted to choose. That wasn't an option. It wasn't an option. So the only option we had was our own family. And so when you think about it and you look back at your childhood, it's interesting how you can begin to pick up on stuff that you never picked up on before. You never did. And that's normal. But it's interesting because what happened as a kid is that we most of the time just dealt with it. It was our normalcy. It doesn't mean that it's healthy, but that was our normal situation. That family dynamic was normal, no matter how non-normal it was, no matter how unhealthy it was. And the interesting part about it is we move on as adults, and what I found is we have this thing called cycles and patterns, and we run in to people who have the similar personality traits, the similar situations as those family dynamics. Okay? And so I ask you right now to begin to think about that. Because oftentimes we're like a moth to a flame when it comes to meeting people as adults who have many traits of a family member that we were raised around, and somebody that we really haven't yet been able to be completely honest with as far as, you know, saying how we feel. Maybe we feel stifled around that particular person. Maybe we feel overwhelmed by that particular person. Maybe we just try to kind of, you know, bob in and out, say hi and be cool and get out of there as fast as we can because we really don't understand the dynamic. Or it stresses us out, or it causes anxiety, or any time that we've been able to say something or said something, we've been held, there's been an argumentation, there might have been an argument or a fight, or there might have been some problems that we decided we don't want to deal with anymore. You know, many of us don't like to deal with conflict. Okay, and what I found is that when we're dealing with family members, that the only way to seem to have a conversation where there's some truth to it or validity, it's going to cause a conflict. And so I know that many of you out there listening to the show right now, you kind of just deal with it. You go with the flow when it comes to some of your family members. I know when you're going to see them over the holidays, and, you know, the seasons are coming up here pretty soon, and, you know, spending those times during the holidays can be kind of challenging for some folks because the interaction between them and that family member is just so hard. It's so difficult. And, you know, oftentimes in those situations, you know, yes, it's the elephant in the room, you know, and I get it, but as children, we were able to bob and weave and able to see that as normal. But it's hard for us to deal with it as adults because there might be conflict. Then there would have to be some sort of resolution. Maybe there's been conflict before with no resolution. It doesn't seem like you're getting anywhere. And so you just stay quiet. And the interesting thing about that is that can work when it comes to a relative that you don't see that often. That can work when it comes to a relative that maybe you spend as least amount of time with as possible, because you've had those tough conversations and it's never gone anywhere but caused you pain, grief, and sorrow. And so for anybody listening to the show right now that understands where I'm coming from, I think you know this is poignant. I think you realize how valuable this information is going to be, because I'm going to show you why, and I'm going to explain why it seems that that same dynamic, that same personality of the individual in your family that pushes your buttons is going to be around you in other areas of your life. Now, not that same person, but that same personality, that same traits, those same things, okay? And that's why I find it very interesting when somebody is dating somebody like their mother or somebody like their father, and that person, you know, God bless them, you know, they're trying the best they can, but they have their flaws. And it's interesting how the person will find somebody with that same personality and those same flaws, because that's what they're drawn to. Okay? That's what they're drawn to. And they're drawn to that because that's what they've been around their whole life. The same applies when you find people to work with, or you find friends to work with that have those same personality traits, okay? And you kind of deal with it, and you don't realize it at the beginning because it's so normal. You see what I'm saying? When you're raised by certain people as a child, those personality traits of those people become very normal to you. It becomes very second nature to you. And it's not until later on that you start realizing certain things. You start seeing the chinks in the armor. And unfortunately, at that point in time, it's too late to kind of speak up. It's too late to express oneself, and unfortunately, you find yourself just kind of placating, and that kind of is universal. And so why you don't speak up and why you don't say anything about the problem, it's very elementary, because you've tried this in the past to talk to somebody that was very close to you about the things that got on your nerves or the things that upset you. Or, you know, the conversation, you just wanted to have that real conversation. And then you meet somebody else in a totally different scenario, not related to you. And you meet that person in the very beginning, everything seems very normal and cool. And then all of a sudden you start seeing those personality traits. And I think for many of us, we just want to let it go. We don't want to see it. We don't want to deal with the red flags. We just want to let it go and it'll just get better. It'll just change. I know that many of us do that. I do it in my own life, okay? I've done it. I've done it recently where I just was like, you know what? It's no big deal. It's just me being sensitive, and I need to just let it go. But over time, this stuff begins to mount on you. It begins to crush you, and it begins to put you in a state of immobility, okay? And I like to call it the state of yes, yes, yes. You'll say yes to anything that they say because you don't want to have any conflict, okay? You don't want to have any conflict because the last time you tried to deal with this with somebody else with the same personality and the same type of patterns, there was a multitude of conflict. And you don't want to go down that same path again. There's a problem with that. And I'll talk about it when I return from break, because what happens is when we avoid things, they get bigger. But it could be several months. It could even be a year before it gets so big that you blow up. Okay. And we'll be talking about that later on in the hour. We'll be also talking about how, you know, we will avoid conflict at all costs. And in avoiding conflict, we will actually internalize the pain so we don't have to have the argument, because we've gone down that primrose path and realized that the conversation fell on deaf ears, and we're finding ourselves in that same situation, feeling as though we're at a dead end and not knowing what to do because the last time didn't work out very well. And so we're beginning to see a pattern. But where do we stand in this, and what can we do to stop this cycle? When I return, I'll be talking more about personalities, people, and patterns. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I'll be discussing personalities, people, and patterns, and how what comes around goes around, and what we don't deal with will come back around for us to deal with it. Okay? Being more specific, the personality of somebody that you were raised around that causes you anxiety or stress, or you've had conflict that wasn't resolved, will come back around in your life right now. It seems that when we don't deal with things in this life, it's like a pattern. I call it the angry cycle. It's that cycle where we don't deal with something and we figure, you know what? It'll just go away. It's no big deal. It'll just stop. It'll go away. One day, this will go away, and it's not a big deal. And a lot of times we believe that, we want to believe that, but you and I both know that it's not going to happen. I found out one thing in this life for sure is that we got to deal with our issues, we got to deal with lessons, and we got to learn. And until we learn, and until we learn from something and move on and grow, we'll keep getting the same lesson thrown at us. I mean, many of you know that there's a lot of patterns out there. Many of you have been in relationships that have been painful, stressful. Many of you have been in and out of relationships, and you're just looking for love, and it seems like you're looking for love in all the wrong places, but do you see you're looking for that? It's like that same pattern. You found this personality, and you're sticking with it, even though it's definitely not working. When I got married, I had to let go of all preconceived notions. I had to let go of everything that I thought I wanted to actually find what I needed to be healthy. And it took a lot. Do you see what I'm saying? We fall into these patterns, and we fall into these patterns of personalities with other people, and we get stuck. And then what happens is when we get old enough, so when we're kids, when we're young in the family dynamic, let's say it's a mother, dad, grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, we're in that dynamic and we just go with the flow because we don't know any better. We don't know any better. We don't understand personality disorders. We don't understand personality conflicts. We don't understand any of that stuff. So we just go with it. And it's not until we get older and wiser that we begin to realize that maybe there's conflict with brother or sister. Maybe there's a lot of conflict there. Maybe they argue or they fight with you on a constant basis. You know, maybe there's a bit of narcissism where it's all about them all the time and they want your attention constantly about every single thing. And it's always about them to the point where, you know, it's not about you. And if they want your attention right then, they need it. But if they're not thinking about you, they're not thinking about you. Do you understand what I'm saying? And oftentimes when you begin to see that as an adult, it might actually anger you. There might be some pent-up resentment from that, okay? And what happens is that many of us will just avoid the conflict. We don't want to deal with the conflict. We don't want to discuss the conflict. We don't want to bring light to the conflict. We just want to kind of let it go, bob and weave out of the situation, and just hope and pray that you never have to have that conversation. But what normally happens is eventually the anger, resentment, and stress is going to bubble up, okay? It's going to bubble up because you can't say yes, 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 yes all the time and kiss butt. Eventually, you get to the point where you say, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it. I'm a person too, and I don't have to keep kissing this person's butt. I'm tired of this. This person doesn't care about me. It's all about them. And eventually your top blows. Okay, boom. You know, it's like steam coming out of your ears. You know, you flip out, you lose it, and you say something, and it probably wasn't the right thing to say, but you say it. Because you've pent up all this anger and resentment for so long because you've been trying to go with the flow. And what usually happens when you do that with a family member is there's a knockdown, drag-out argument. I'm not talking about physical. It could be just emotional and mental. And you go round and around in circles. And, you know, you might feel like there's been some movement in a positive way. But for the most part, you know, there's none. It's been a real pain in the butt for nothing. Okay? You got your butt kicked for nothing. Okay, and you go back to zero, and you start again. And the thing is that you do that long enough, and you do that often enough with a family member or somebody close to you, and you keep going through that process, and it's a non-win-win situation. You begin to get quiet. You begin to not communicate. You begin to isolate away from that person because you realize that there's only so much you can deal with it until your top is going to blow. Okay. And you know that. And so you try to stay away to a certain degree because you don't want to go down that primrose path because the last time you got your butt kicked. Okay? Because remember, when some people are not willing to take responsibility for their actions, when you bring it up, it's your fault then. It has nothing to do with them because they're not going to take responsibility. You can't try to give responsibility to someone that's not willing to take it. You understand what I'm saying? Very interesting, right? I know some of you out there go, oh my God, light bulb just went off with somebody you've been dealing with. Okay, so what happens is oftentimes we just kind of skirt the issue with that relative. We've already been down the primrose path. We've gotten our butt kicked a couple of times. Lots of conflict, no resolution. Go back to normal. Act like nothing happened and just say yes, yes, yes all the time. Smile, grin, fake laugh. Yo, yeah, okay. And go on your merry way because you only have to see them a few times a year, so you kind of let it go. Now, let me tell you something. Something is about to happen. And if it already hasn't happened to you, well, you've been pushing out the years. I don't know, maybe you got some sort of leniency or maybe the big one's about to happen. But I'm telling you this, what happens is when we don't deal with it, the universe gives us people in our life that mimic that person. They have the same personality traits, the same patterns, the same personalities. And what happens is they get into our life and we don't realize. So it's not like we know, oh, this is the spitting image of my mother, or oh, this is the spitting image of my father. Now, I'm not talking about the way they look, okay? I'm talking about the personality traits, what motivates them, any sort of things like that. And so you're not really thinking about that because you're not thinking that, you know, somebody that's a cookie cutter personality of your mom, dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle that you've had trouble with is going to come back into your life or going to show up in your life in a different persona. So what happens is we have friends, we have coworkers, all kinds of different folks that come into our life. And I'm one of those people like many of you. I love people, okay? I just love people and I love learning about people and I love to see what makes people tick and I love to get to know people. And I'm a big believer that everybody's good at their core. Everybody's good at their heart. You know, they have a good spot. They're all good at the core. Some of us have created these facades. We've covered up from who we are. Some of us have created these barriers, these drawbridges away from people because we've been hurt. But you know what? Most of the people on this planet's been hurt. So think about that when you're creating all these drawbridges and walls. So what happens is that you meet somebody and you get drawn in and you start spending time with this person. And it's not until a few weeks, maybe a few months down the road, you start realizing, oh my gosh, this person has the same personality traits as this person in my family that causes me great distress, okay? And from the last time when I tried to speak to this family member and the time before that and the time before that, things didn't work out well, okay? Things didn't work out that well. I really wasn't heard. And everything that I said was basically regurgitated back and made my problem. And so you begin to catch these similarities. And what I find when I catch those similarities is I just want to ignore it. Okay? I want to ignore it. I want to act like it doesn't exist. I don't want to see it. And in these cases, I call it the red flags. Because the thing is that at any time, I could stop the conversation and point out what's bugging me. But I don't. Because I don't want conflict. Do you see that? When was the last time you did that? So you meet somebody, you become buds with, you're working with them, whatever, and they're just like your mom. The personality situations, the patterns, just like your mom. And maybe you and your mom didn't get along that well. Okay? And now you're seeing this in another person. And you remember the last time you talked to your mom about that and y'all had a conflict, didn't go well. So what happens is usually now you start seeing this in someone else and you kind of back it up a little bit. And you say, you know what, I'm just going to overlook this. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And you try to go on your merry way and you try to just kind of avoid thinking about it. And you do that for as long as you possibly can. And then all of a sudden, what leads from there is avoidance. So you try to avoid the conflict. And then eventually, it's hard to avoid the conflict because every one of your buttons is being pushed. And what's happening is you're having a little bit of PTSD in the process, because it's a reminder of everything that's happened throughout your life, and then you're trying to figure out what do you do. And I find that oftentimes, again, the last thing we want to do is have action. The first thing we want to do is avoidance. And so you go back into that autopilot of avoidance that causes more problems than it's worth. Okay, because what happens when we avoid people? Well, I think they start realizing we're kind of avoiding them, and then there's a little bit of anger and resentment built up. And then all of a sudden you're dealing with that personality situation, that pattern, and then you're dealing with some anger on their side as well, but you already have that resentment previously from the situation you dealt with before. I'll be talking more about this, about personality, people, and patterns when I return. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I've been talking about personalities, people, and patterns, and how when we don't deal with something at an early age with a personality, we have a tendency of having that personality come back into our life tenfold. Much like a situation in life that we have to overcome, and we have to deal with it, and we have to get it right. The same thing applies to personalities and people. What I found is that when we were raised around folks, our parents, our guardians, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, grandma, grandpa, we come into contact with certain personalities at a young age. And because we're so young, we see that as normal. We don't see it as anything different than normal because we've never been exposed to anything else. And you see what I'm saying? So if you've never been exposed to anything else, you don't know any different. And so what I found is that oftentimes with our family dynamic, we kind of do whatever we can to just kind of get through it. And as a child, you know, we're just going through it. We're just doing what we can. You know, as a kid, you're just trying to go through the motions and just get through it. We don't really realize the impact that these individuals have on our life. And we don't realize the impact that these personalities and individuals will have in our life throughout our entire life until we actually come to grips with it, deal with it, have some conflict, figure it out, see why it impacts us so much, and move on. It's interesting because these dynamics, these cycles, these personalities will continue until we actually get real about it. I've had many people come into my office and say, you know, hey, I'm having to deal with a mean boss. I'm dealing with a mean boss, always mean, cruel, constantly dealing with mean people, constantly dealing with people that, you know, push them down, make them feel bad. And what I'm saying is that, you know, it's interesting when you go back to that person's family dynamic, you see that they've dealt with that their whole life with their mom. And they haven't been able to figure out how to deal with their mom. When they do try to, you know, speak the truth, there's a lot of arguments, there's a lot of conflict, and they feel like they get their butt kicked again. And so what happens, though, is they haven't really figured out the conflict resolution on this. They haven't really figured out why it gets to them so bad. some things might not be able to come to an agreement. I mean, sometimes there might be some stuff that you have to just disengage. But when it comes to a parent or family member, that's very tough. And I think we learned something from this. And so, you know, when you're thinking about it, when you're constantly coming into contact with certain personalities, you got to ask yourself, is this something that I've dealt with since the beginning of time? And if it is, which it normally is, what do I need to do to make things right? What can I do to have the conversation I need to have, to discuss what I need to discuss, and to move this forward? Because I found that until we actually deal with that relationship properly, we're going to have this conflict in different types of relationships. And I think that a lot of people are dealing with this, you know, whether it's the mom dynamic, the father dynamic, the sister, the brother dynamic, that person that you seem like you could not, it seems like you could not get along. There was a dynamic situation that you had to deal with. But I think oftentimes that conflict comes through in different people throughout your life until you actually stand up to the plate and deal with it. Because you have to ask yourself, why does it upset you so much? And I'm going to give you a good example. Let's say that your father was very narcissistic and it was really all about them. Okay. And so, yeah, they had some good qualities too, you know, good qualities too, but it was really all about them. And you were raised in that type of environment. And when, you know, when you talk about a narcissist, you're talking about somebody that it's about them. They're focused on them. There's a lot of characteristics that apply here. Let's go into those narcissistic personality characteristics. You know, a lot of times they believe that they're special. I think we are all special and unique. And that's great, but it requires a lot of excessive admiration, a sense of entitlement, unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment, or automatic compliance with their expectations, right? Grandiose sense of self-importance, exaggerates achievements and talents, expects to be recognized as superior all the time, preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Another characteristic is that they can take advantage of others to achieve their own means to an end. They lack empathy, unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others, often envious of others, believes that others are envious of him or her, shows arrogance in certain behaviors or attitudes. And I think that when you've been around that and you've had to live with that as a child, as you were raised, you know, you kind of just, you know, you kind of just bobbed and weaved through it. But I think that a lot of that stuff gets under your skin. And I think what happens is we try to avoid it. We try to avoid dealing with it. We try to act like it doesn't exist. We try to just put it under the rug and move forward. And there was some anxiety. There was some resentment. There's some anger there. And I think that what happens is that person can still be alive and you can still see that person off and on in your life. But what happens is that you haven't dealt with it, okay? And the universe knows that you're kind of putting that person at arm's length. And so they know that the only way that you're going to deal with this is if they put somebody in your path that at first you don't realize, because it's just the way it is, because it's sneaky. Because remember, even though it's not healthy for us, it's very normal. So it's very sneaky. So that person gets into your life, and because you're not looking at it, like, I mean, the flags are flying, okay? The flags are flying all over. There's 70 flags. I mean, think about the flags that they have at the UN with every country on. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. The flags are in your face, but you're avoiding it because why? Because you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it, so you avoid it. So you don't want to see what's going on in front of your very eyes. You don't want to deal with the fact that you're dealing with your mom or dad reincarnated. You don't want to deal with the fact that this is something that you've avoided your whole life. You know, you've been able to put that other person at bay where you only see them during the holidays. because you don't really know how to deal with them. Because every time you've wanted to have a real one-on-one conversation, you just get your butt kicked. So you finally decided that this isn't a winning proposition. So it's time to just sit back and allow that person to live and not try to tell them who to be. But at the same time, you don't need a whole army of those types of people around you. And when you begin to realize that there are people like that around you, that's when you get concerned. And at first you see it as normal because we all want to see the best in people. And it's not like people that are narcissists or whatever are bad people. It's just that the problem is that we've dealt with this avoidance. Okay, the avoidance of not wanting to deal with our situation. And I know many of you out there are knowing exactly what I'm talking about, because that avoidance causes pain. And like I was talking about right before the break earlier, as I was saying, that what we do is we see the red flags, then we don't want to deal with the conflict because we've dealt with this before, and then we end up trying to avoid, and the other person gets angry because they don't understand why you're avoiding them. They don't understand why you're putting them in arm's length. They don't understand what's going on. And so they get angry, they get temperamental, and then that temperamental and that anger and all those questions of why didn't you do this and why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that become overwhelming to you. And all of a sudden what happens? You break. You might, say a couple of words. You might say, hey, you know what? You're reminding me of this person directly, and it's becoming a problem. And that's fine to say, but why did you have to wait all that time to do it? It's because you look back at the game, you look back at the situation, you realize that this situation is very similar, and you didn't want to lose the friendship or the relationship, and you just hoped that that person would, change. You hoped that the person would change or find some sort of resolution or whatever, but they don't. And so you're stuck. And that's where the problem occurs. And so there's got to be something that you can do to not go down this primrose path. There's got to be something that you can do to offset the negative outcomes. And there's got to be something you can do to stop this pattern from happening in your life and to actually power up your life instead of feeling like the victim. Because you know what? Being the victim is not a powerful position to be in. And the other thing, too, is that when we just say yes, yes, yes to people all the time, even though they're not doing the right thing, we're not doing them a service. We're doing them a disservice. Okay? Because if you really cared about them, you would be okay with losing them as a friend by telling and speaking the truth, because you would try to help them along to find themselves. When we don't do that, we're allowing them to continue to go down that primrose path and not telling them that they probably do need to take a wake-up call and see things from a different perspective. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about personalities, people, and patterns, and how what goes around comes around. If you don't deal with a specific type of person and personality at a young age, it will come back to you over and over again until you do what's right and conquer your fears, overcome your insecurities, and say what you have to say, what is just, right, and reasonable. And you're going to get a lot of chances to do it. You're going to get a lot of chances to fall on your face. You're going to get a lot of chances to succeed. It depends on how you look at it. And what I've found is that avoidance does not help anybody. Avoidance just avoids the whole issue, and the issue gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually it blows up because there's no other way for it to go. The thing is that if you have a problem with somebody in the beginning, you need to speak up and talk about it. Now, I'm not saying that you're supposed to go around to everybody and tell them their problems. I mean, you got to check yourself first. You got to check yourself first and make sure, you're in a glass house. You're going to throw stones. You got to think about it. But what I'm saying is that if you're living your just and your right in your true life, and you meet somebody that you care about, but yet they have these same personality issues that you've dealt with in the past, you've got to speak up, because what happens is you'll eventually try to avoid them like you do other people with that same type of personality, right? You'll try to avoid them because you can't figure out how to deal with them, and that causes resentment and anger on their side because they don't understand. Okay. And that's the thing, is that you got to be honest and straightforward and to the point. And so one of the first things that we have to do when we come across a difficult personality that we're dealing with is that we got to establish ground rules. You've got to establish boundaries. You've got to establish ground rules. And that means being honest and to the point. And it's always easier to do that in the beginning because there's less at stake. It's always easier to do this in the beginning because there's less at stake. You see what I'm saying? Because if you go in and establish these ground rules in the very beginning, that person can say, hey, you know what? I don't need this, and I'll see you later. And you can go, yeah, okay, that's great. Have a great life. But the thing is that the longer we wait, the more we have out there, the more we've put out there, the more we've probably accepted stuff that we didn't want to accept, the more that we've sucked it up and dealt with whatever we had to deal with, and our own feelings got, you know, macheted in the way, and then you're just dealing with that internal anger, you know? I had a client in here the other day that was talking about how her father is a big narcissist, and she dealt with that her whole life. And recently she's been dating somebody, and it's always on their own time. Everything's about them. You know, she can go and meet them for coffee and they're running late and they're taking their time and they want to spend time with her when they finally get there. But she's missing her meetings and her appointments because this person wants to monopolize her time, just like her father did. You know, there's a lot of different examples that, you know, when clients come in here, and I'll explain that. I'll say, hey, you remember when he said XYZ about this boyfriend? Doesn't this remind you of your dad? Okay. And what happens is oftentimes we get drawn to that personality because it's normal. But the problem that we have is we don't actually create those boundaries and say, no, I got here at XYZ time. I have to leave here at this time. My life matters too. Okay. I'm a busy person and my life matters too. You might not be able to see that. And that's okay. You don't have to, but I am going to respect myself. And eventually you need to respect me as well, or this relationship's not going to work. It's not a one-way street. It's not all about you. The other thing that we have a tendency is we go back into that quiet victimhood of just not saying anything, being quiet, oh, yes, 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 kissing butt, accepting whatever happens, because we don't want to rock the boat. And what happens then is we have more internal anger, more internal anger, more internal argument and frustration that also does a number on us and our stress level, and it begins to basically fight us from the inside out. And so that's a big thing to look at. You know, if you're feeling quiet and you're getting meek and you're just accepting and saying yes to this person, you need to step back and ask yourself, where is this coming from? Where is this pattern from? Who do they carry the same personality from? And what can you do to either stop this pattern, bring it to their attention, or bring it to their attention, and if they don't understand and they don't get it, stepping back and being willing to let go and not have expectations. I find that oftentimes we get into certain relationships and we expect people to change, but that's just not accurate. That's not real. We can't expect people to change. All we can do is change ourselves or make changes to what we're doing to better our life, okay? That's all we can do. We can't expect so-and-so to change. We've got to make the changes in our life, okay? And we have to realize that some people we will get along with better than others. Now, there'll be some people that'll take your advice and your comments to heart, and you can have a deep conversation about it, and you can have struggles, and you can have conflict, but you can actually learn from the conflict, and you can grow from the conflict. Because I think you have to look at it sometimes and say, is this person able to hear what I'm saying? Do they want to hear what I'm saying? And are they willing to make changes? And if they are, more power to you. Maybe y'all can come to a good middle ground. They can be, you know, they can be your sounding board and vice versa. And you can be the person that says, hey, you're going in that direction again. Or, hey, just wanted to give you the heads up on XYZ, and they'll take it. And that's amazing, because you don't want to ever give up on people and believe that they don't have the ability to do that, because that's when you are making decisions for them. That's actually quite derogatory and limiting. So you got to be aware of that just a little bit. You know, another thing though, is if they're not willing to accept that information, they don't want to hear it from you, and they come back and they throw kind of anger and resentment and hate towards you, you gotta kind of begin to accept yourself and kind of walk out of that relationship. You got to make the effort and say, you know what, I don't have to accept this. I accepted this before in my life because I was too young to, you know, buy my own food and provide my own lodging and my own whatever you needed, you know, to grow. But now I don't have to accept it. It's not something that I have to accept. So why am I putting this in my life right now? So if it's a friend or somebody that you have the ability to not have to deal with, you need to step back and ask yourself, one, have I had the conversations I've needed? Have I done everything I can? Have I exhausted the opportunities of conversation? And if I haven't, then it's time to try to do that now. Try to rectify. But if you have and you've reached out and there's no communication or it's complete conflict, it's time to really step back and ask yourself, what are you willing to accept in your life? Because what we're willing to accept is what we're going to get. And last but not least, boundaries are key. What boundaries do you have in your life right now with the individuals in your life? You need to have boundaries with everybody. You need to have your own personal boundaries that you have for every single relationship and every single person in your life. Okay, when you were young, you didn't know what boundaries were. Okay, and it's hard to have boundaries when you're a kid living under the roof of your family and all that stuff. But now as an adult, you're allowed to have boundaries. Certain things that people cannot walk over, certain things that people have to respect. And if they don't, you call them out on it. And if they don't do it again, you call them out on it. And if they don't do it again, then you got to really think about it and say, do I want to continue to do this or do I want to move on? Remember one thing, avoidance and running away never got us anything. Being honest, straightforward, and trying to find a common ground is key. Live your true life perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in 3 shakes.